with Morgan Carla.
This is Chicago.
On B96.
All right, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
The weekend is here.
And the weather is nice.
Yeah, you know what? Finally, huh?
I'm so excited. I feel like we talk a lot about the weather, but just because we yearn.
Well, yeah.
Nice days.
I mean, it's been cold.
A long time.
Since late October.
It has.
And even yesterday, it wasn't like super toasty. It just wasn't freezing.
No, but you know what? This weekend's going to be amazing. We've got a lot of really cool stuff lined up in Chicago, and most of these are free.
All right, let's check it out. We'll start by spinning the
Wheel of categories.
Touch grass.
You can touch grass / be outside. This is the Magnificent Mile Art Fest. So right on Mag Mile,
yeah,
there's going to be a completely free art fest. There's going to be over 60 vendors, a bunch of food, live bands, and this is all happening right outside of like the John Hancock building.
Oh, perfect. So are they closing down Michigan Avenue for this, or is
yes.
this just, okay, cool.
That'll be like a little area that's completely closed out.
That's sick.
It's going to be awesome, honestly. It's like open air, and then you get to just enjoy the vibes of actual Magnificent Mile as well.
Yeah.
I think it gives you an excuse to come downtown and play tourist.
You know what? And that's one of those things that, like, you get over there and you're like, this actually is fun, you know, when you come down here and check some of this stuff out.
100%. Walk on over to the Bean. But what I like is that they're going to have a lot of art, like, vendors. And mm-hmm. so if you've ever wanted to buy art for your home and you're like, oh, you have a lot of stuff from Home Goods, which I love, but you want something a little more original.
Well, something that you're not going to see when you walk into your friend's house.
Yes. Yeah. This is a perfect time to, you know, support local and whatnot. But this is going to be completely free, open to the public, and it's happening tomorrow and Sunday.
All right, perfect. We'll continue seeing what's going on this weekend by spinning the
Wheel of categories.
Get in my belly.
You know, Chicago loves a good hot dog, right?
That's right.
Windy City Hot Dog Fest is happening this weekend, literally today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Okay, cool. A whole hot dog fest.
Lots of dogs for everybody. This is going to happen at Milwaukee and Portage Park.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 10 of the city's favorite hot dog vendors all fighting for the title of Chicago's best hot dog.
I mean, that is something.
Yes.
I mean, this is a hot dog town. I wonder, is this a place where either A, there's not going to be any ketchup as far as the eye can see, or is this where maybe people can get a little bit funky with it?
You know what? At the hot dog fest, I think anything goes.
Because you know what? There are those people who refuse to be Chicago in that way. You know what I mean?
And they will put ketchup on their hot dog. You know what? I am people. I put ketchup and, don't fight me, mayonnaise.
Oh, I don't like ketchup or mayonnaise in general.
I put both of those on my hot dog, and I'm not afraid to say that I do. There's also going to be a hot dog eating contest.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I've always been so disgusted by that because they soak the buns.
Ew.
Yeah.
But it's to see how many hot dogs you can eat in 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, get it done. You know what? I might take my niece to this because my niece is visiting Chicago, and she had one hot dog. And it didn't have the poppy seed bun.
Uh-oh.
And it was kind of burnt and gross.
It didn't
and
hit.
She was like, wait, this is the Chicago dog everybody has been talking about?
And you're like, no, I swear we could do better.
So we'll just take her to a whole hot dog fest.
She's going to find something she likes. There's going to be Chicago-style dogs and every other kind of dog I'm sure that you want.
All right, love it. All right, we'll continue by spinning the
Wheel of categories.
Kids and families.
And another free event. The hot dog one was free too, by the way. Just suggest a donation when you get there.
Okay.
But this for kids and family, we've got the Kite Festival.
Okay, fun.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. So from noon to 4 tomorrow, Saturday, over at Douglas Park, families are going to come together with their picnic blankets and their kites, and you can fly kites with other families.
Go fly a kite, as they say, and have a blast doing it. And that's always fun because there's big ones, there's small ones, different colors.
100%. And then also, I just think that we talk a lot about how Chicago is the windy city, and we know that it's not actually because it's windy, but it's also a fact that it is windy.
Yeah, it's windy enough to get your kite going.
Perfect kite flying weather. And I think it's also nice to know that you're going to be alongside other families. There's a sense of like protection and fun, you know, where you're looking around and you know your kid's probably going to make a friend.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to make a friend with the parents next to you. You can swap kites and whatnot. There are kites for like $3 to $5 over at Five Below.
Oh,
I know because I have bought kites there before.
And did you go fly a kite?
No, I keep saying that I will.
Yeah, you might as well.
It's collecting dust in my closet.
Well, get it out this weekend. Where did you say it was? Douglas Park?
Douglas Park, okay. From noon to four tomorrow.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. Look, a lot of things going on this weekend, and you don't have to break the bank to do it.
Yes, all of these were free, and there's also lots more events, but those are going to be a little paid, I guess.
Sounds good. And until
next week, you're in the loop. You're